our good friend, our senior NFL columnist at silverandblacktoday.com. That is one Mo Moten. Mo, you heard the fire coming out. Fans are pumped up, brother.
Yeah, I like what Wendy said. I'm going with the Max Crosby, Morrow, Mo Hirsch combination, the M&M connection there on the defense. If those guys play well, I think the Raiders really do have a chance to beat the Chiefs.
They do. The other thing, Mo, she mentioned, and you wrote about it today up on silverandblacktoday.com, which is Devontae Booker, which Q and I have spent a lot of time talking to him, including interviewing him earlier in the week on Tuesday, and what he's been able to bring to this offense. And your piece today, you talk about how having that second option at running back, a running back very much like Josh Jacobs, a very fresh running back. He was seldom used after coming out of Utah with a lot of buzz. They didn't use him that much. And then he told us earlier this week he's finally having fun again. Walk us through a little bit about why the addition and the play, the good play, of Devontae Booker has meant so much to this offensive team.
Well, as you remember, last year, Josh Jacobs dealt with, I believe, a fractured shoulder, so he wasn't 100% down the stretch. I believe he suffered an injury week 7 last year. But having Devontae Booker there, even if Josh Jacobs is at 100%, the Raiders can now have a chameleon-like offense. And what I mean by that is they can throw the ball around, as you saw early in the year when they beat the Saints and they beat the Chiefs. But now they can also run the ball for 200 yards, as they have done twice in the last 3 weeks with Devontae Booker involved. So, again, they can play it how they want. They can change up the game script to the flow of the game. And if you're looking ahead, I know we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but if we're thinking about the Raiders as a playoff team, and if they get a wild card spot, let's say they do, and they have to travel to Pittsburgh or Buffalo, it's going to be cold, maybe some snow in January in those places. So the Raiders are equipped to, again, run the ball and kind of even the playing field with Devontae Booker. So shout out to him, because a lot of people didn't have him on their roster coming into the season because he tested positive for COVID early at the beginning of training camp. So people saying, well, maybe he doesn't make the roster. And it turns out now he's part of a pretty powerful 1-2 punch in that backfield.
I didn't think he was going to make the roster coming out of training camp, not even for COVID, just because, well, I just didn't think he was going to cut it. You know, I thought the Raiders were going to have to go out and get themselves another bruising back or a compliment to Josh Jacobs, but he's been perfect, man. He's been really good for that Raiders rushing attack. And you hit it on the head, Mo, and we've been talking about it throughout the week that, you know, this offense is actually prepared and is set up perfectly to be successful later on in the year, you know, when it is cold outside, when it is playoff football. Be able to have that strong offensive line blocking downhill and have a heavy dose of the run game.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to just take it game by game, a lot of people don't want to look too far ahead. But if you want to take it game by game, I know you guys have talked about it. The Chiefs ranked 29th against the run. So I think we're going to see a different game than we saw in week 5. I know a lot of people are calling out high point totals, 42 points, 49 points, you know, 38 points. I think we're going to see a different slowdown game because the Chiefs have had a time to prepare for the Raiders. So I think what the Raiders might want to do is punch them in the mouth early and run the ball, and you might get a game score in the high 20s or the mid-20s for both teams as the Raiders slow down the game. If you're worried about the defense not having practice, that run game can keep Patrick Mahomes on the sideline, and the Raiders can control the clock.
Mo Moten is our guest, senior NFL columnist at silverandblacktoday.com, also contributor over at Bleacher Report. And Mo, you know, in your story, you talked about what you just mentioned, which is, listen, you're getting matched up against the Chiefs' 29th ranked run defense. And to me, I early on in the week, I got convinced very quickly that I was wrong, that, boy, I thought Derek Carr was going to have to throw a lot in this game. But now we found out today, too, Colton Miller, a full participant in practice, so that offensive line gets better. What do you see? Do you see anything that the Chiefs will be able to do against that running game that we could anticipate in preparation with that Andy Reid extra time coming off the bye?
Yeah, they may definitely stack the box and send an extra safety. I could see them doing that. But for the most part, you are what you are at this point in the season. I don't see too many wrinkles coming out of the defensive line. You're just going to have to line up and stop the guy across from you. And I think with the Raiders, the beauty of the Raiders is that their offensive line has played so well, even with backups. And now you mentioned they're getting Colt Miller back, which is a plus. But that offensive line has played so well that the Raiders, teams know what the Raiders are going to do. Teams may know, oh, they're going to run the ball. They're going to try to run the ball on this down. But they can't stop it. It's one thing to game plan for something that you know is coming. It's another thing when you cannot stop what you know is coming. And a lot of times the Raiders say, look, we're just going to line up our best. We're going to just put strength on strength, and we're going to run through you. And I think the Raiders have the advantage in that situation where they could still run the ball, even if the Chiefs are prepared to see Devontae Booker and Josh Jacobs maybe take 35 rush attempts by Sunday.
Mo, looking at the defensive side of things, Nicholas Morrow, he's a guy that we've been talking about quite a bit. I know a lot of Raider Nation have been talking about him quite a bit since he's been in for Corey Littleton, who's going to miss another week. How much better is Nicholas Morrow playing alongside Nick Kwiatkowski as opposed to when he was next to Corey Littleton?
He's playing a lot better. And I think people don't weigh that enough. When you're playing next to a linebacker, a solid linebacker, you can do more things on that second level. When Nick Morrow had that sack, I believe he came off the edge. Paul Gunther got a little creative with him. So when you have a guy who's solid in the middle, you can do something else with your other linebacker. And it allows that defense to disguise some coverages, allows that defense to disguise some pass rush on some blitzes. So again, I think having Nicholas Morrow out there with Nick Kwiatkowski helps him. But the Raiders have to be creative with using him because, as you mentioned, Corey Littleton hasn't done much for the Raiders this season. So now you have that production out of the linebacker position. You just have to be able to use it to your advantage.
Mo, we look at the other side, staying on the defense, but looking on the Chiefs' offense, you have Patrick Mahomes, right? And yeah, I know a lot of Raider Nation out there want to make fun of him, but he is one of the best players in the NFL, if not the best players in the NFL. He attributed his performance against the Raiders last time to holding on to the ball too long to try to make plays, and then he's worked on getting the ball out quicker. What have you seen from Patrick Mahomes and what the Raiders were able to do to stop him last time that they can repeat this time, and what they might have to do to change their approach if he is getting the ball out faster?
Yeah, sometimes he likes to wait for that deep ball to develop downfield, and that's when guys like Max Crosby can use them or can get to him. Now, if he's focused on getting the ball out quickly, the Raiders have to be ready for that. That's where their linebacker steps in. This is where you want to maybe drop a safety further into the box. I know Raiders fans pull their hair out when they see defensive linemen drop into coverage, but if you saw Crosby see get a pick last game. So sometimes you may need to do that just to prepare for those quick passes. But I think what the Raiders need to do, and carrying over from week five, that defensive performance is keep that Arden Key QB spy in there. And I think that's important because Arden Key may not be known for his coverage, but you want to kind of block the short passing lanes just in case Patrick Mahomes tries to get a ball quick out to the flat to caught Clyde Edwards-Helaire or someone else or Le'Veon Bell. You get a guy out there who's just kind of patrolling just to kind of read Patrick Mahomes and what the Chiefs are doing on a specific down.
Let's talk about a guy who's not going to be there on Sunday, Cleve Ferrell. He's been having a nice season, even though the stats won't tell you that. But just if the eye test, you're looking at it and you're paying attention, you'll see that he's been doing some good things. How big of a loss is that, Mo?
I think it's a significant loss. I know he doesn't have any stats this season, so a lot of Raiders fans will look at that and say, well, we don't need him anyway. He's not really rushing the passer. But again, I stress all the time, it's not always about sacks. Yes, sacks are great, but also there's pressure and there's attention to a defensive lineman who's playing well. Cleveland Farrell actually had a decent game against the Chiefs. If you look at Brian Baldinger's one of his breakdowns, the Chiefs were actually double teaming Cleveland Farrell on certain downs. And not having him out there, they're obviously not going to double team unless Max Crosby comes up and he gets some sacks. But having him out there, you want to have all hands on deck. Any loss in that defense is a big loss because, as you know, the Raiders' defense, though it's been improving in recent weeks, is still a shaky unit, and you want to have all your guys out there. So not having him out there is significant, especially against the run if they plan on fleeing Clyde Edwards-Helaire or Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, and we've heard reports today that they might put Mo Hurst in there. So Mo Hurst is going to have a big role. And I know you talked about it, and Wendy had mentioned it in her call. So I think Mo Hurst is going to have a lot of pressure on him, but I think he's able to handle it. So we'll see how it goes. He steps in for Cleve Ferrell. Now, the other thing I was going to talk to you about, Mo, was we haven't talked a lot about Derek Carr this week, which is nice, actually. He's playing really well.
Yes.
And so you don't have to go into it. But I look at this game, and I say to myself, if Derek Carr goes out, and I'm not saying he has to outperform from a statistical standpoint Patrick Mahomes, but if Derek Carr and the Raiders were able to win this game, that means Derek Carr will have bested what people think to be the best player in the NFL twice in one season. Does that maybe then also earn Carr some of the respect that he sought for his team and for himself, and maybe get some of those monkeys off his back for good?
Oh, definitely, because Carr at the beginning, before the season started, he talked about feeling disrespected. So if you want that, you want to get some respect, one way to get it is to beat the champs, the reigning champs, twice. It's one thing to beat the Chiefs in the 1 o'clock slot, in the early slot, when it's not on national TV and you just kind of see the highlights on SportsCenter. It's another thing to beat them on a national stage on Sunday Night Football with all the hype surrounding this game. I think, and Gangster Raider called earlier and he said, and he he said it in a different way, but if the Raiders beat the Chiefs on Sunday, everyone's going to be hopping on the bandwagon because I still see people kind of iffy about the Raiders. They're not completely sure how they're winning games. You know, Derek Carr's not throwing for a ton of yards. They're doing it the run game. It's kind of boring. You know, if they can beat the Chiefs again, I think people will finally hop on and say, you know what, the Raiders have arrived.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Mo's going to stay with us for the next segment. One of the things we always get is people want to call in and talk to Mo, too. So, Mo, we're going to throw you to some of the callers as well. 702-365-9200. Bring the fire. Let us know what you think of this game. You can also talk to Mo, Q, and I here on Silver and Black today on Raider Nation Radio.